Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 2nd. Can you believe it? January 2nd, 2008. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., where I want to tell you folks, it is as cold as the glassy stare in First Lady Laura Bush's eyes. That's not an original line. I'm stealing that from myself because I've described cold weather in Washington like that before, but I just thought it was so profound the first time I used it that I thought I'd use it again, and it is cold here. And if you've ever looked at Laura Bush's glassy stare, it's enough to scare you. Could make a horror film starring Laura Bush in some respects. Speaking of horror films, there was a deliberate segue there, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we're going to talk about a very famous actor who was well known for his role in horror films. Seems like an odd subject to discuss on a political program, politically oriented program such as this. But we are going to discuss it because, there's a very interesting story surrounding this actor. And, of course, his name is Vincent Price. I think everybody out there knows who Vincent Price is, at least everybody over, everybody over 30 anyway. Sometimes, you know, as we get older, we forget the things and people we knew about so well when we were young are not really as well known to modern-day listeners. But there is an interesting little story surrounding Vincent Price that says a lot about the media and the way the media, our mass media in this country, treats stories of significance or non-significance, as the case may be. Not a big story, not a news story, folks, although it was made into a news story some years ago. But I'll be talking about that in a little bit, and you'll understand why I'll be talking about it in a little bit. Well, you know, the elections, we all know the elections are coming up. If we don't know the elections are coming up, then we're not paying too much attention to the news. I have been making predictions on this program, as you know, that Hillary Clinton is going down. I really, really, really do not think that the powers that be want Hillary Clinton. But I know there's a lot of you out there are saying, oh, Piper's wrong, Piper's wrong. They want Hillary Clinton. I don't believe that they do. Well, it's going to be a long time before we see the final results of any of these elections, if indeed there are elections held in the year 2008. And, you know, I'll tell you what, folks, we are probably closer to reaching that point that so many have been long predicting, that we won't have presidential elections for one reason or another. I'm beginning to think we're probably as close to that as we've ever been. And that's really scary. But again, that's all speculation. Very scary speculation. But it's just something that we have to possibly contend with, particularly because, as we know, with the advent of Ron Paul's breakout campaign here, they don't know what to do with the American grassroots. They can't quite figure out this chord that Ron Paul has touched, this noise that he's making. And, you know, for better or for worse, it's out there, and it's something they do have to contend with. So just keep that in mind. Well, we are going to a break very, very shortly. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a few things, including, as I say, Vincent Price. You all remember Vincent Price, the abominable Dr. Fibes. He was even in that movie, Witchfinder General. Of course, I've stolen that title for myself. You know, some of the best ideas need to be stolen and utilized. Anyway, this is the Witchfinder General, Michael Collins Piper, getting ready to take you into a commercial, and we'll be back, folks. Stay tuned.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is an urgent RBN Financial Bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here to talk about the unlikely topic of Vincent Price. Well, folks, if you don't know who Vincent Price is, a very quick search of Google will tell you who he is. He was a very, very famous actor who was best known for his roles in a lot of horror films over the years. And like all little kids growing up in the 60s, I rushed out to see Vincent Price films whenever they came out and watched him on the Late Late Show. But I never paid too much attention to Vincent Price any more than I paid attention to any other actors or actresses. They were all just part and parcel of our mass media. Well, in 1999, after Vincent Price died, let me tell you why I'm bringing this up. I actually happened to find a Vincent Price movie that I hadn't seen over the weekend, and I said, oh, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to finally watch it. And it was that movie, Witchfinder General, which I had described myself as the Witchfinder General on this program. So I watched the movie over the weekend, and it caused me to go back to my bookshelf and pull off a biography of Vincent Price by his daughter, Victoria Price. Now, I probably wouldn't have even bought this book when I did buy it secondhand, a rather battered secondhand copy, some years ago. Only reason I bought it, ladies and gentlemen, was because when it came out in 1999, all the news stories surrounding the release of this biography had to do with the fact that, oh, isn't it shocking, Vincent Price held anti-Semitic views, and it's written about in this biography by his own daughter, Victoria Price. Well, I was curious to see what it was, and the book was only $5 in a secondhand store. And so I said, well, I'm going to find out what Vincent Price had to say. Well, I'll tell you what Vincent Price had to say in a moment, ladies and gentlemen, but my point is this. This book by Victoria Price, Vincent Price, A Daughter's Biography, is 370 pages long. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most interesting biographies I've ever read about anybody, movie star, politician, you name it. Vincent Price was a very interesting man who led a very full life, married to, I believe he was married three times, two of his wives. One of his wives was a very famous and very colorful actress, Coral Brown. I believe it was his second wife. They were married for many, many years, very happily married, and both led a very full life together. And Vincent Price knew a lot of interesting people, did a lot of interesting things. He was a skilled chef. He was a collector of art. He did all sorts of things, ladies and gentlemen, aside from making a lot of tongue-in-cheek horror films that delighted so many people for so many years. And yet, when this big, long, detailed, very interesting biography of a guy who was, as an individual, a very interesting person came out, all the mass media was interested in was the fact that Vincent Price, in his early years, long before he was a famous actor, had written some remarks in some of his letters to his parents that were considered anti-Semitic. Now, this, folks, you know, this is such a small story, and it's an old story, but it's a very telling story. The fact that when this interesting book, a very revealing, very interesting, very candid book about a very interesting guy was written, that's all the mass media in this country was interested in reporting. Why? 99.999% of the American people don't even really know what the term anti-Semitism is or what it really has to do with. And all the people that knew Vincent Price were more interested in Vincent Price's horror films, yet the mass media, which made Vincent Price an international celebrity, was obsessed in reporting about his alleged anti-Semitism. Well, okay, here's what Vincent Price wrote to his parents. He traveled to Vienna in 1932, and he wrote to his parents that, talking about what was happening in Austria, he said, "These people are so poor, not only in money, but in health, mental and physical. What was once a country of 60 million is now six, and their access to the sea is gone. They are ruled by Jews who tax them to excess." Interesting. And then later on, he did some traveling to Nuremberg, Germany, some years later, I guess, maybe that same year. And he wrote to his parents about Adolf Hitler and the Hitler Youth. He said, talked about the Hitler Youth marching, and he said, "From the spirit here and faith in the man and the lack of faith in Austria, which is completely under the control of the Pope and Judea, I feel he must be right. And at least it is a direct appeal to the right emotion in man, love for his brother." Vincent Price said that he felt Hitler must be right. Well, later in his lifetime, Vincent Price, when he was a famous actor, went out of his way to do fundraising for Jewish organizations, including, I'm sorry to say, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. But it's very, very interesting that these were Vincent, Yale graduate Vincent Price's attitudes at a time when even making such statements was considered quite controversial here in the United States, needless to say. But again, I just found it very, very interesting that That's all they could report about Vincent Price, despite the fact that he had entertained millions and millions of people and still does in his films. Again, it just comes back to what our mass media is interested in or not interested in. Well, to get a little more current and up to date, I want to mention a story to you that I may have mentioned on this program. And if I did mention it, it's worth mentioning it again, particularly in the context of Ron Paul's campaign and how the mass media is doing everything it can to suppress even the knowledge that he is running for president. Washington Times, dated December 28th. Friday, December 28th. Talking about Fred Thompson hoping to have a strong showing in Iowa in the Republican caucuses. Talking about where Fred Thompson stands, it says a poll by ARG, and I don't know what that is in this case, but a poll showed Mr. Thompson at just 3%, a huge variation from another poll and a reminder of how difficult it is to poll caucusgoers, so that is to conduct polls among caucusgoers. But here is the closing paragraph in this same story. Representative Ron Paul of Texas also appears to be garnering significant support, and in the ARG poll, tops Mr. Thompson by 7 percentage points. In other words, if Fred Thompson is at 3% in the polls, Ron Paul is at 10% in the polls. But they simply, this Stephen Dinan, the D-I-N-A-N, writing for the Washington Times, just could not bring himself to report the facts directly. Ron Paul tops Mr. Thompson by 7 percentage points. Why didn't he just say Ron Paul has 10% in the polls and Fred Thompson has 3% in the polls? You see what I'm saying, folks? I maybe notice things like this a little bit more directly because I spend so much time writing and editing and reading things to comment upon and to write about. But I mean, telling you, folks, this was a deliberate attempt to suppress news about Ron Paul's strength in the polls in the guise of admitting that, in fact, he's doing a lot better in the polls, at least some of these polls, than people want to admit. And again, this all comes back to a very simple thing, the very fact that the mass media in this country is very, very controlled. The mass media in this country has been ignoring Ron Paul. We don't know how Ron Paul is going to do in either Iowa or New Hampshire. His campaign could disintegrate for all we know. But then again, what if he wins in New Hampshire? Doesn't look like he's going to win in Iowa, but what if he wins in New Hampshire? What are they going to do about it? It's going to be very, very interesting. Very, very interesting, folks. Okay, well, we are going to go to a break very, very shortly here. But I want to reflect on our friend Rudy Giuliani. He has an advertisement here. He says, listen to this. During the day of September 11th, living through the things that I saw and observed, immediately when I saw people helping each other, I saw the picture of the firefighters putting the flag up at Ground Zero. I said, these are the children or grandchildren or great-grandchildren of the greatest generation. They have the same resolve, the same understanding. You know, a lot of people buy this rhetoric, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of people just get cold chills when Rudy Giuliani says 911. This is aside from what we know about 911. The one thing we do know about 911 for certain is that our government lied to us, and we know that Rudy Giuliani was part of the big lie, and we can only hope that that big lie is ultimately going to bury him in the Republican presidential primaries. But you know, the scary thing is we might get something even worse than Rudy Giuliani. And then we can start making a list of what's worse than Rudy Giuliani. All right, going to the break here. A couple more items when we come back. You're welcome to call in here. The number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All the times
come. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press. Well, they are putting together an issue of American Free Press this week, scheduled to go out tomorrow. I stopped down there for a few minutes this afternoon, and it looks like the paper is pretty much all together. I haven't had the chance to see what's in it, but I'm looking forward to it. Always something interesting to find in American Free Press. If you are not a subscriber, all I need to say is that you should be, and you can check it out on the internet, the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Now, folks, I'll tell you what, if American Free Press had a story entitled Jews and Money, I guarantee you the Anti-Defamation League and everybody else in the world would be crying and moaning about how American Free Press picks on the Jews. In fact, people do pick on American Free Press and say that American Free Press picks on the Jews. I even heard someone who should know better say that he doesn't like American Free Press because American Free Press blames all the Jews for everything. Well, if anything, American Free Press has studiously tried not to blame all the Jews for everything. But still, you know, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Well, the December 31st, 2000 issue of the New Republic has an assembly of stories about the various presidential candidates, and the one about Mitt Romney is entitled Mormons and Money, and it goes on to talk about Mormons and their accumulation of wealth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and about how Mitt Romney's a Mormon millionaire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, and this is not the first time that the New Republic has written an article of this nature touching on Mitt Romney's Mormonism. Last year at some point, they had an article, A Mormon in the White House. And again, at the time I said, can you imagine someone writing a story, a Jew in the White House and talking about Joe Lieberman? It just wouldn't happen. Now, the New Republic is this magazine that's constantly preaching about anti-Semitism. It's published by the billionaire Jewish Zionist Asper family of Canada. That's A-S-P-E-R. Just think of a snake, an asp, A-S-P, and add E-R to it. Very appropriate in this context. They're the publishers now, the New Republic, and they think it's totally fitting to talk about Mormons in the context of money, but I guarantee you, folks, there'd be hell to pay for anybody else who would raise the question about Jews and money. Well, Alan Wolf, sounds like a Jewish name, not necessarily, but I believe he is writing about Mormons and money in the New Republic. You know, I've always said that, and the New Republic has also published anti-Catholic articles. I've always said that Catholics and now Mormons should go to their local libraries and demand that the New Republic be removed from the libraries, because this happens all the time. People rush out and demand that American free press be removed from public libraries because American free press has articles critical of Israel, and therefore it's anti-Jewish, and therefore it has no place in a public library. Well, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. So, folks, if you want to test your local library and see exactly how committed they are to consistency, just go down to your library and say, well, I think you should pull the New Republic out because, and I bet you it's in your local library, folks. Virtually every public library in the country subscribes to it. It's why these magazines like this survive, because libraries subscribe to them. Built-in subscription base there. Go in and say, hey, look at this article, Mormons and Money. That's anti-Mormon. We can't have anti-Mormonism in this library. Or find one of their anti-Catholic articles in there. They've published a few over the years. I'll dig some of them up. Go to your library and say, this anti-Catholic publication should be barred from the library. And when they say to you, oh, well, we have freedom of speech, say to them, well, are you willing to carry anti-Jewish publications in your library? And they'll say, oh, no, we can't have anti-Jewish publications in the library. And then you say to them, well, if it's okay to have anti-Mormon publications and anti-Catholic publications, why isn't it okay to have anti-Jewish publications? Folks, if you have the time, if you have the energy, and if you want to have a little bit of fun, that might be a little project for the new year. We have so many things, important things to do, ladies and gentlemen, so many battles to be fought. You know, things like this, you know, in some respects, they can be time wasters. But, you know, on the other hand, you know, there's just so, like I say, I'm repeating myself, there's so many, many things, so many angles that we can target the powers that be. There's so many ways that we can target the hypocrisy and the double standards and the just absolute intellectual corruption. I hate even to use the term intellectual in the context of discussing this, because these people are anti-intellectual. They are anti-thought. They are anti-debate. They are anti-discussion. And if you don't doubt that they're anti-debate, look how they're trying to keep Ron Paul out of the Republican debate. What criminals our misrulers are, those who reign supreme, and you and I do know who they are. It's the people who control the mass media in this country, and it ain't the Muslims or the Mormons or the Catholics.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned how cold it is here in Washington. Really, really cold tonight. It's not freezing yet. It's close to it. And thank God I have a roof over my head, and I do have heat. It's electric heat. And I can tell you, paying that electric bill every month when it's hot and when it's cold, hot for air conditioning, cold for the heat, that bill goes up. So I'll tell you what, here is one of the sponsors at RBN. It's called Energy Swap. Now, I'm going to give you their number. This is a way that you can save up to 20% on your electric bill. That is, Texas and New York listeners can save up to 20%. If you live in Texas or New York, you definitely need to call. There's no cost or hassle to switch your service. You earn rewards while you save money. As they point out, with the way the economy is going, every bit helps. Here's their toll-free number at Energy Swap. It's 888-238-6397, 888-238-6397, or the website is energyswap.com. It's like it sounds, except it's energy-swap, S-W-A-P, as in a swap meet, energy-swap.com. Check them out, folks. We need to help out our sponsors. for this network because they help us out. Okay, well, funny little thing in the Washington Post the other day. I'd been talking to somebody a couple days before I saw this particular commentary in the Post, and this person mentioned to me that the way things are going with this constant discussion of the Holocaust in the mass media, you know, now that the Holocaust survivors, and I use that term very loosely, because they call just about everybody who happened to live in Europe prior to World War II, who happened to leave Europe, a Holocaust survivor, even if they didn't go through a concentration camp at all. Anyway, that term Holocaust survivor is overused. Somebody said, you know, with all those people dying off, now it's falling into the hands of their children and the grandchildren to milk the Holocaust industry, the Holocaust racket, for everything it's worth, and that's exactly what it's turned into. Well, here's this commentary about justice for Holocaust survivors. It's written by three people. Here are the three people it's written by. Nessie Godin. Nessie is president of Jewish Holocaust Survivors and Friends of Greater Washington. The co-author is Esther Finder. She's president of The Generation After. I guess that means the children of the Holocaust survivors. And the third co-author is Mira Silberg, and she's president of the Grandchildren of Holocaust Survivors in Washington. So now the grandchildren have got their own thing going. I mean, we're going to have children of World War II veterans and grandchildren of World War II veterans and great-great-grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you know, hey, what about all these people that lived through the Jewish Bolshevik Holocaust in Russia when these Jewish communists took over and butchered, God, the numbers are endless. We don't see many organizations of their children and grandchildren, but we do hear about the Holocaust. And do we ever, over and over and over again. Well, folks, back to the election for a moment. Very, very interesting. We've talked on this show about Michael Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, being a potential independent candidate for president. Well, he has scheduled a meeting for this week on January 7th. It's a bipartisan meeting, so-called, of people who want to talk about the possibility of backing an independent presidential candidate. And it is a bipartisan meeting, Republicans and Democrats alike. Now, let me read this name to you, folks, these names of the people who are involved in setting up this meeting. Former Senators Sam Nunn, Charles Robb, and David Boren. Nunn from Georgia, Robb from Virginia, and Boren from Oklahoma. And also former Senator Gary Hart of Colorado. The Republican organizers include Senator Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, former Republican National Chairman Bill Brock, former Senator John Danforth of Missouri, and former New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman. Also, former Senator William Cohen, a Republican from Maine who was the defense secretary in the Reagan administration, seems to be involved here. Joyen Dixon. That doesn't sound right. It says he's a former senator from Illinois. That's Alan Dixon, former senator from Illinois. Bob Graham, former senator from Florida. Jim Leach, former Republican congressman. Susan Eisenhower, granddaughter of Dwight Eisenhower, et cetera, et cetera. I'll tell you what's interesting about many of these names, ladies and gentlemen. It may not surprise you, but many of those initial names that I mentioned have one thing that I know of in common. They have all attended meetings of the Bilderberg Group. Now, a lot of people don't put too much attention to the Bilderberg Group. I don't understand why they should. The Bilderberg Group is a very influential group. My colleague at American Free Press, Jim Tucker, has written about it. The Rothschilds are the primary financiers of the Bilderberg Group, along with their American satellites, the Rockefellers, who are increasingly increasingly less influential and increasingly less wealthy as the years go by and are really of not real consequence anymore. But the fact is, all of these people virtually, Nunn, Robb, Gary Hart, Chuck Hagel, I'm pretty sure Bill Brock and John Danforth and Christine Todd Whitman have been to Bilderberg meetings. Some of these others, I believe, have been as well. But the point is, this truly is a bipartisan group of some very, very big names. And the fact that they are lining up in association with this Jewish billionaire from New York, Michael Bloomberg, who I will hasten to add, for those who are interested, is a hardline supporter of Israel, has a firm record of supporting Israel's interests. It is very, very interesting that these people are talking about planning a unity government. That's what the headline here says. They want candidates to plan a unity government, this bipartisan trick. We know what bipartisanship is all about. We've seen the Republicans and Democrats and their funny little monopoly that they've got going. But now it appears as though they are setting the stage to give people the appearance that they finally will get reform. You know, the possibility that they may back an independent presidential candidate like Bloomberg or somebody else for the purpose of tricking Americans into thinking that somehow Americans are finally shedding themselves and the Republican and Democratic monopolies. So it's something to keep an eye on, folks. These are definitely high-power people who are lending their names and support to a framework here that could in fact point towards some sort of strange development in the electoral process in the year that's following, because these are very serious names. These are not just low-key names. These are not has-beens. These are all people of real consequence, people with connections. So I guess my question is, what are they up to? Maybe we do need to keep an eye on them. Well, that's about all I have to comment on right now, so now it's up to you to carry the show. We have a caller lined up already, and that will thrill you to learn that it is no less than Jim from Texas. So we're going to bring Jim right up and see what he has to say. Jim, what's going on?
Mike?
What do you think?
I think that it's very fortuitous that you started this segment out tonight on Vincent Price, who is a fellow St. Louis, and I was raised my entire life in St. Louis up until I retired and moved to Texas. So I know all about Vincent Price. I've been by his, I don't know if it's still there or not, he had a studio called Vincent Price Galleries over on Gravois Avenue in St. Louis. Been by it a gazillion times, never stopped in because I don't have that much interest in art. But I know a little bit about Vincent Price, so...
I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, he was, in fact, from St. Louis. That's
he
right.
Was a very, yeah, he's a patron of the arts.
Yes, exactly.
His entire life, he was involved in the arts. You know, paintings and all this other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what, you know, that's why I thought it was so interesting, you know, because I'd never paid any attention to the details of his life, you know. And then I buy this book because I'm curious to see, you know, I kind of got the impression the guy had been a subscriber to the Spotlight and... you know, was a regular reader of The Truth at Last. And, you know, I mean, I kind of got the impression that Vincent Price was attending Ku Klux Klan rallies or something. So I was curious to see why the media was so interested in talking about all this stuff. And the book, you know, these are a couple lines in a book of a couple hundred pages, which details a really interesting life. And, you know, a lot of these movie stars, they're not really that very interesting when it comes right down to it. But Vincent Price actually was an interesting guy, and yet how is he memorialized? Oh, he was an anti-Semite.
Right. But he was known in his day, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and so forth, in early 60s, he was kind of a maverick by Hollywood standards, which is why automatically he became an anti-Semitic, if he's a maverick in any way, shape, or form. But
there's a lot of truth to that. You're absolutely right, Jim. Yes, he was a bit of a maverick. That's right.
And Also, to get back to your Bloomberg situation, they should call this movement the Shabbos Goy movement, okay? Because everybody you described is a complete epitome of a Shabbos Goy. Every one of them,
right.
None from
that's
Georgia.
Exactly right.
All these people, they're nothing but Shabbos Goy. And I think that, in my humble opinion, that this movement is to distract from the Ron Paul movement, okay?
Yeah.
You have a movement of people that are fed up, and there's a lot of people that are fed up, more than they know of, and how do we take away from them? Well, if we start an opposite movement of these completely independent people who all love Israel to the nth degree, then we can take away from the Ron Paul movement, and it still boils down to between Hillary and Rudy or whatever else, whoever else they picked to run the show. That's how they operate things. They've always operated things that way.
Yeah, in fact, you know, this is the thing. I think you're absolutely right on both points there, you know, and I also think what it is that they are going to use this movement. They will set it in place, and they will use it as they feel it needs to be used. If they feel that, say, Ron Paul or somebody else who might come out of the woodwork and try to capture an independent campaign and try to capture the public's attention, if that person comes out and starts showing strength, they might just pump up this movement. Or, on the other hand, if perchance Ron Paul should somehow get the Republican nomination, and, you know, obviously they would want to undercut him, they can use it in that direction. The third thing is they can also use it to make sure that whoever gets the Republican nomination and the Democratic nomination, whoever those candidates are, they will stay in line because they realize that there's this very powerful group that has set the stage. And they know. I mean, let's face it, these leading Republicans running for president, these leading Democrats running for president, they know when people like Sam Nunn and William Cohen and that whole laundry list that I gave here in the show tonight, they know that when those people are attending a big meeting like this with this billionaire Jewish mayor from New York, they know that something's afoot. These people aren't just getting together to celebrate the fact that they are the ones who are calling the shots in this country. And, of course, they're not the ones who are calling the shots. As you put it correctly, it is a meeting of Shabbos Goyim. That's exactly correct.
They're the water carriers. They are getting together because they are told to get together, just like every 534, excluding Ron Paul, that once you're told to do something, you'll do it. They don't care. I mean, they have no shame. These people have absolutely no shame. They will do exactly what they're told because they know where their bread's buttered. And Nunn will sit there with Cohen, and Nunn supposedly was kind of, at least in his congressional record, was known as, you know, right-wing Georgia politician, and Cohen was a Jewish, supposedly Republican, but there's nothing Republican about him, but they blend all these opposites, and we're supposed to believe, well, these people are, they really must have something if they're all getting together to back Bloomberg. It's all a Mr. Haney shill from the old Green Acres.
You know, it's so interesting because I'm glad you pointed that out about Sam Nunn. Yeah, he was kind of a moderate Democrat, and William Cohen was kind of a moderate Republican, and when Bloomberg's candidacy, when they were first starting talking about it, David Broder, they call him the Dean of the Washington Pundits, and in many respects, he does call the shots in many ways. You know, David Broder said this in his column, and I talked about it on this show about 6 months ago. David Broder said about Bloomberg that if Bloomberg were to enter the race, it might provide a moderate alternative to a liberal Democrat and a conservative Republican, and kind of get rid of all this hardcore partisanship, you know. And see, this is the kind of thing that appeals to a lot of people, you know, because there's so many people out there who say, well, I'm fed up with both the Republicans and the Democrats. I wish we had an alternative. But then, of course, the media doesn't tell them about real alternatives. Instead, they tell them about alternatives that are created by the very people who control the mass media, and that's the very people who are setting up this meeting of these Shabbos Goyim. Jim, you're absolutely right. That's who these people are, and that's what they're all about.
Bloomberg is about as nonpartisan as Ariel Sharon is nonpartisan. Hello.
See, this is the thing, you know, and you know, they can, a guy like Bloomberg with all his billions, you know, the mass media could play him as, oh, here's a successful businessman. No one can buy him. He's one of the wealthiest men in the country and in the entire world. He's a very competent executive business-wise. He's proven himself to be a very effective mayor of the largest city in the world, or one of the largest cities. I mean, there's all sorts of ways they can play this, Jim. We're going to the break. Stay on there, Jim.
All righty.
Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned here. We're going to rip into Michael Bloomberg and company some more when we come back. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. Just a quick note about tomorrow night. We are going to be joined by Paul Fromm of Canada, who, longtime educator, had his teaching certificate stripped, not because of anything he did in the classroom, but because of his political activities outside the classroom. Paul's a good friend of mine. You've heard him on this show before. He'll be with us tomorrow night, so tell your friends to tune in. Jim from Texas is aboard with us. Jim, during the break, it occurred to me that this so-called unity effort among these Democratic and Republican Shabbos Goyim. You know, it fits right in with what I've been predicting for a long time, as you know, that that they're going to try to slide Joe Lieberman onto the Republican ticket as some sort of national unity ticket, you know, reaching across the aisle to unite the American people in a time of crisis. I think that's all part and parcel of this game that we've been talking about here. That's just a thought. What do you think?
I think that the trick they're trying to pull, and they might even be successful, would be no different than them saying, we must have someone that is distant from both parties, that has no axe to grind, that is strictly looking out for the American people. Therefore, we recommend Abraham Foxman to be the candidate for the United States. This is exactly what they're doing.
Well, you know, see, this is a funny thing about it. Like I say, there's a lot of things about Bloomberg that the media could spin in a very positive fashion, you know? He's been both a Democrat and a Republican. Now he's an independent. He's a rich man, a good businessman, a good executive in the New York City government. All these things can be made into great positives, and the American people are so fed up with politics as usual that a lot of good people are going to buy that propaganda. That's the scary part about it.
The scary part to me is they could come out and say that this is such a swell fellow that has only changed his name and religion at least three times. That's all.
Well, you know, it's funny about Bloomberg. It occurs to me, too, that there are so many people out there, particularly among the so-called Christian right. They will vote for Bloomberg because he's one of God's chosen people, and they're going to think that it's about time that we turn the American presidency over to someone who is one of God's chosen people, because who has a better telephone line to God than a billionaire Jewish businessman who's obviously been blessed by God himself?
Absolutely, and they don't realize that we turned our government over to God's chosen people in 1913. Completely.
Probably before that, when it comes right down to
Well, actually, 1860, but
yeah, I mean,
but for most people, 1913 is a good benchmark.
Yeah, that's pretty much in many respects probably the big. That was probably the last hurrah.
The nail in the coffin is the way I like to
describe it. The nail in the coffin. That's probably as good a way as putting it. So, well, you know, it's going to be a very interesting year ahead. There's no question about that. Now we have these primaries and caucuses coming up within the next week, so it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we have to figure out how bad they're going to fix the vote. That's the main thing we got to concentrate on. How bad are they going to fix it? So,
now, of course, if they want to really put up Bloomberg for president, they're liable to let Ron Paul win both Iowa and New Hampshire. You never can tell what they have in mind.
I don't think they'll let Ron Paul win a vote for dog catcher in Des Moines, Iowa.
When it comes right down to it, I think you're right.
They'll
about
probably
that.
Announce it. I can't believe it that Bloomberg got 200,000 write-in votes in Iowa. And who's going to say they're lying?
That'll be interesting. All right, Jim. Thanks for your call. Mm-hmm. We're winding it up here, folks. Be sure to stay tuned for more good programming here on the network tonight at republicbroadcasting.org. And I hope you'll join me tomorrow night with my good friend Paul Fromm. Very interesting story he's going to tell. And it's a very interesting story that affects all of us because it has to do with freedom of speech. And that's the one thing that our misrollers don't like. If there's anything they don't like, it's freedom of speech. Have a good evening, folks. With